They have Moses and the prophets, Luke 16:29. I'm a firm believer in the importance of understanding our faith tradition and where our faith comes from. Since the colonization of the Catholic and Christian Church, there's been a shift in what our faith means, how we practice our faith, scripture that we read and turn to, along with traditions and practices. I'd even further say that our sense of community has shifted. You might have your mind blown by this fun fact. Jesus was a Hebrew-born male of the Jewish faith. From birth to death, death to resurrection, and resurrection to ascension, Jesus was never a Christian, nor did he ever become a Christian or want anyone to be a Christian. Jesus never sought to start a new religion or wanted a new religion to form. Christ wanted to expand Judaism to create an inclusive space for everyone, Jews and Gentile alike. This was the point of Christ's coming. Christ's coming was to fulfill the Old Covenant, which was the law of Moses and the prophets, not to abolish, destroy, terminate, or erase the law of Moses and the prophets, but to fulfill them. This fulfillment of the law brought us into a new covenant with God. This new covenant was needed to include everyone, shifting the traditional belief and practice of a closed faith for a specific race of people. We know this to be the case of Christ's ministry as it becomes the foci of the overall arching theme of the New Testament, such as Galatians 3:28. There is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. So what is the theme and message of the New Testament, you might be asking? Well, I'd bet someone in the congregation $100 right now that I can summarize the whole theme and message of the New Testament and the point of the Bible from the old to the new. So does anyone want to make this bet? How about I sweeten the pot and go as far to say I can summarize it all in one word? If you're afraid that this is gambling in the house of the Lord, you may be right. But I am an honest guy and will play the hero and blame someone else. Just kidding. I will gladly take the fall and take it up with the big guy upstairs. So all jokes aside, as well, I am poor and don't have that kind of money. So I guess we're all settled up then. The answer, in a singular word, is love. So Christ's mission was to create an inclusive space and place based on one principle, which is love. Matthew 22:36-40. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Following these two straightforward commandments, we have fulfilled what God has called us to do. However, as I have mentioned, this was because of the expansion of the faith to include Gentiles, to expand the traditional way of thinking and practices for anyone who wanted to hold steadfast to the law of Moses and follow the advice of the prophets, they were still allowed to. Not without accountability, of course. And I'm sure many have witnessed so-called Christians quote Moses' law at someone, such as Leviticus 18:22, if a man lies with another man, he is an abomination and should be put to death. I know I personally have faced this, which is precisely how you can tell if a person is a faithful follower of Christ or a so-called Christian. If they are blindly following what they've been told, such as, say, being against women working, or women working in the church as a minister, against and saying anyone in the LGBTQ2S+ community is sinful and wrong, or that women should be obedient to their husbands, etc. Yet they eat shellfish, they wear mixed linen of cotton and polyester, or share a bed with their partner while they're on their period, which is all laws a part of Moses' law. They are a hypocrite and have broken all of the law, even if they kept all of it but the one. They are like those five brothers who refuse to listen to the truth, to not listen to God. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. The law is impossible to keep and unjustifiable, but it was needed before Christ came. Christ fulfilled this law, bringing us into a new covenant with two commandments. So keeping this all in mind, the rich man is told his brother should listen to Moses and the prophets, because the Jewish people read books on how to live out their faith in their day-to-day lives, such as the Book of Moses, and these were used for educating and learning ways to act and the traditional and ways of their duty and ways of living out in society. These texts that were written by Moses and the prophets were given to the descendants of Abraham for them to become righteous, to become clean in the sight of God, to be saved, to know of the coming of the Son of God that was prophesied, to be forgiven and to make it to heaven by being brought into this new covenant and no longer forced to try and keep all of the laws and customs. The two commandments that we follow, Christ gave to all of us in this new covenant, which encompasses all laws of Moses and the prophets. Thus, the traditional way of living and customs and the custom ways that have been used were no longer needed. They fulfilled their purpose. It was time for a renewal. And Luke 16:30, he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced even if someone raises from the dead." I think this passage speaks for itself and is as clear as mud. If people are not willing, wanting, or currently following the instructions and the advice given to them by God through Moses and the prophets, then they would not be convinced to believe the Son of God has come in the flesh that was prophesied by Moses and the prophets to come and deliver God's chosen people from the law. They would not listen to the instructions to repent. Why would they? To be forgiven. There was no need to repent. That's not how they did things before this new guy came. So if they do not listen to the most important people God gave to give his instructions to his people, they would not believe a person coming back from the dead, spreading the good news and something contrary to what they were engraved to think, or that doesn't fit their lifestyle and traditional ways of doing something. As we know, even Christ came back from the dead, and yet the Jewish authority, the Romans, and the people did not accept him as the Son of God. God in the flesh, they were not convinced. Because they put more faith and trust into the traditions and old ways of being, they become blind to the reality that was told to them, that was prophesied to them, the reality that was right in front of them. This is where sticking to the same old ways is harmful and limits us from seeing what is right in front of us. If we are not prepared to listen and open ourselves to a renewal through new opportunities to expand our ideals and what we've been conditioned to think, then we will be just like those five brothers who refuse to listen, who do not listen to those sent to teach, guide, and lead us into a renewal through an inclusive future that expands what we once thought was the best and correct way. Just because we call it a tradition, and nor will we ever be convinced to change our ways. So in order to live out our faith in our day-to-day lives, we must be open to renewal, within ourselves and community.